Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. All right. 3569. Introduce yourself.
Lady T in the place to be.
Oh, okay. What's poppin'? Big Red. Lady T, what's hot? What's going on?
What's up? Lady T.
Hey.
Hey, how you feeling, Red?
I'm good.
You ain't hungover?
I'm not hungover, but I'm something else.
I ain't even gonna ask. So wait, you sleepy? You sleepy?
Nope, I'm wired.
Okay, that's a good thing.
Yep,
I ain't gonna
wired.
Ask you. Oh, you must have some coffee.
Absolutely, and I keep saying, I think they be putting crack in mine. I think they be seeing me coming. So, you know what? Put that white stuff up in there.
They give you the double shot.
Yeah, go. You know what? Sprinkle that up in there and get her going.
True, Lady T, how you doing?
I'm good.
That's good. All right, well. Hey, everybody. How you doing? It's Brother B, Big Red, and, we got Lady T in the house on the startup, the menu, Blog Talk Radio. What's up, everybody? Hope everyone is well. Hope everyone has had a good week. And for those who haven't, definitely keep you in the prayers. I just got to start off. Yo, Red, I think I nailed it. I think my dad would be proud. I think he sent me something from the heavens and just said, "Boy, you got to get it right." So I made some curry chicken, right? I made some curry chicken, and yo, I'm proud of myself.
Okay.
I'm proud of myself. I'm having a moment. I'm proud. The only thing is, I didn't put no damn potatoes in it. So I feel like I messed up somewhere. Yeah. Sometimes you gotta try to stick to the recipe of things. Because I've rarely had curry chicken or curry anything without potatoes in it. But you know, I think I got the texture right. So,
okay.
Yeah. No, I'm not gonna cook it for you and the boys. No, but I got it right. So I know somebody said last week was like, "Oh, I hear a spoon." Yeah, I was trying to finish up before the show started, but you know things happen. I'm on the last couple of spoons though. I don't mean to be rude, but once again, it is called the menu, and you know it's for a reason. So, but once again, hope all is well with everyone out there. And once again, the menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. And you know what? I'm going to say it in Spanish. 347. 324-3395. For my Spanish-speaking people who out there who are listening. So, you know, I'm semi-bilingual. I only know the bad words and the numbers. But anyway, Well, I mean, I'm being honest. I do know the bad words in the number. So, once again, hope all is well with everyone. So, our topic tonight, which, I got a text message here and there about that. I know it's a little bit of a fire starter.
I want to get something off my chest.
Get it off your chest.
I don't do it all the time, often, but, yeah, I got to get a little something off my chest.
Okay.
So,
Big Red has to get something off her chest before we get started. Take it away, Red.
Okay. All right.
So I can finish my curtain.
And Lady T, huh? Lady T, you can chime in a little bit if you want on this little short subject. It's going to be short. It might be a topic for the show, but it's a little short. But, Brother B, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I got to put this in here for, you know, some of these men. And
uh-oh.
I just want to know one thing or just get something off my chest. Like, why is it that men, okay, they get interested in you. You know, they spark your interest, they, you know, get, and then when it seems like, and I'm not going to say when the sexual thing is not even, you know, in that equation as of yet. There's no, you know, none of that happened yet. But then it seems like they're kind of like playing games, or they start to play games. And it's like, why are you doing that already? And, I mean, I could see if we already had, you know, some type of, you know, relation. And then you start acting like that. But why is it that you're acting like that and that we didn't get that point?
I could totally chime in on that.
Okay. So, you
weren't their only option. They probably have another option on the side. It's possible you're in comparison. Whoever it is in this situation might be in comparison because you said the person didn't do anything. I would ask them, I don't know, Brother B, you're a guy. Even to, you know, ask you, is it only me that you're seeing? You get what I'm saying? I don't know.
Well, first of all, now that I finished my curry chicken, thank you very much. okay, Red. Shoot that one across the bow again. Before I shoot that. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Like I said, if the guy is interested, you know, he's walking into, like I said, he's coming at you with the interest. Oh, I'm interested. You know, blah blah blah. This that. Blah, 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 blah. Now, like
I kicking a Willy Bobo. You kicking a Willy Bobo. All
right. Yeah, exactly. And my thing is, like I said, if you doing that and you doing that and you have an end game, okay, that's fine. I get it. Like I said, we're adults. I get that. But okay, so once again, like I said, if the you know, sexual nature is not even didn't even happen as of yet. But then it's like, okay, you kinda like when you know, you kinda like acting funny, like you do a little stuff, playing little games here. You know, it's like you're playing a game, and it's like, once again, like I said, if your end game is to get that, you know, get what you want, then why play the games before you get what you want? Or why
okay.
are you playing the games before you get what you want?
Okay, first of all, I will say this. One thing I love about the menu is we set a topic, but sometimes things change. And that's the beautiful thing about communication. We could cover all things, a variety of communique. So, to answer your question, which some dudes may see like, oh, no, you shouldn't be saying that, but, you know, I ain't loyal to some of you assholes anyway. So, the end game isn't always sex with some dudes. With some men, the end game isn't always sex. Sometimes the end game could be to see if they just could have did it. They wanted to do it. They could have changed their mind in the middle and lost interest, or someone else could have sparked their interest.
Right.
See, this is the best way I can put it. You ever been so, what's that saying that the elders used to say? Oh, your mouth is big, or your stomach is bigger than your eye, your mouth, or your eyes are bigger than your
stomach. Your eyes is bigger than your stomach, yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way I can put it. Sometimes the eyes are bigger than the stomach. And, you know, you got some dudes. Because, I mean, you know, I've come across dudes that, I remember I used to work with a dude years ago. He, like, every chick he saw, he would just get a number. He would just get a number, get a number. I was like, yo, dude, what are you doing? He's, oh, I'm just getting the numbers. I said, why are you getting all them numbers? Like, why do you feel the need to talk to, like, every five women that pass you? He's, because, you know what I'm saying, I just got to have backup. I just got to have this, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get my game right and all this. Listen. I was like, oh, okay. Some dudes do it for certain reasons. And like I said, sex isn't always the end game. See, a lot of women think like, oh, you just want some ass, or you want this, or you want... There's some dudes out there, the ass is may not be the end game. Some of them just, like I said, they just really want to see if I can get that.
Brother B, with that scenario that you just gave, it sounds also like he wanted to also stroke his own ego, like he had something to prove to himself.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, maybe he had something to prove to himself, or maybe he had something to prove, he was trying to prove to somebody else.
Mhm.
I mean, like, listen, don't get it twisted, huh?
No, go ahead.
Listen,
don't
get it twisted and think these dudes don't, you know, like to look in the mirror and put the powder on and fluff and all that stuff. Like, listen, they got some of them got egos too. You know, they want to feel like a champion. What was that old reggae song? Walk like a champion, act like a champion. Da, da, da. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Like
walk like a champion,
act
like a champion.
Yeah, exactly. Some of them want to feel that way, and it not sex can do it, but not always.
Okay,
just
but,
the fact that
right,
he's getting all the attention.
Okay, but all right, but what if that person,
yeah,
is, you know, like he's saying, listen, I'm trying to get that, I'm trying to, you know, smack it up, flip it, rub it down, but once again, like I said, you playing little games before that even happens. It's like,
well, we'll see now.
Like,
okay, we've heard of women doing stuff like that. But men do it, too. Dudes do it, too.
Men do it more.
You've heard... Oh, huh?
Yeah, I've heard
the men
do
it more.
Well, it really, you know, I think women do it more because, see, they can hold out better when it comes to sex. Like, they can actually, they can, to me, a woman can literally, like, go there and then be like, you know, I'm just going to stop right now. Like, what? Wait a minute.
You know what?
I got my stuff out. You got your stuff out. I'm like, nah.
Yeah,
I'm good.
No.
I'm going to go make me some Rice Krispies.
No, no.
You
but
know
when, a woman is, when a woman is holding out on the sex, it's for a purpose. It's not just, you know, oh, we playing games. It's for
okay,
a real reason.
See, all right.
Solid reason. We want to build something further before that.
Okay. So you just put it out there that, boom,
mm-hmm.
you're doing it for
okay,
a reason.
I gave it away. Okay.
Okay,
sorry,
yeah,
women.
And, you know, but no, I get it. No, me, I get it. There are men out there that get it, but some of the dummies who need the yellow and black book, they still don't get it. But like I said, I get where you're coming from. But see, some dudes just do it just to do it because, well, not only just the ego, but see, maybe they want to keep you in pocket. Maybe want to keep you in pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They need something around. They need something around. It's cold outside. You know, warmth and a good meal is always a good thing.
And a good meal.
Yeah, warmth and a good meal. Listen, I mean, real talk. And I'm just gonna hype it, just go off the whole wintertime thing. Listen, if you ain't got no chick right now. You know, or you got a multiple chicks. Well, what you gonna do? You got to make sure you got to keep your activity going. So you got to make sure you take care of what's going on, and that goes down with the you know, kind of like, hey, let me check on this one, and you do this and you do that and this. Listen, the best way I can say it, you women got dudes that you use stuff for. Like, well, I can use him to fix my
really
pipe. I can use him to sleep. Listen, I've heard
exactly
the conversation, so stop it.
Really.
I've heard the conversation.
Wait, no, you can't be right in the middle, but I ain't one of them because I just, hey, God, nobody.
All right, you're not one of them. You're not one of them. Hold on, K-Dog, hold on. You're not one of them. But, you know what I'm saying, there are women out there who may have four dudes. And they're like, well, there's only one of them that I'm sleeping with. The other one just, you know, he shines my shoes. The other one get put gas in my car. And the other one, he fix my soul. And
I don't think so. We could do almost all of that for ourselves. I've seen some women use the hammers, nail it up, drill it up. Don't play with me. We can
pay. You may do it.
You do have some women out there. They got a different guy to use. Oh, I use him for sex. I do him for this. I do this.
Yeah,
and
some women.
I'm going to blow y'all up. I've had numerous conversations with women. And I've heard, and I would say out of 100%, I've heard at least 70 tell me. There's 70, and those are ones that are not married. And even still, some of them that have relationships, they was like, well, yeah, I still keep a dude around, not for sex because I already got a man, but my man may not know how to fix something or he may not be mechanically inclined. So I got a friend that would take my car to go, you know, to do this, and I got a friend that'll go get something for me if I need that. But, yeah. And then they say,
so it sounds
well,
like
I
brothers
twist.
In relationships need to get handy now. Y'all better get handy if y'all listening.
Well, a lot of them that are not. And then I've heard a woman say, I wish I could just combine all three or all four of these dudes into one guy. Now, I've heard that.
Wow.
Now you don't have to, you do not have to admit to it, Lady T. You don't have to admit to it, Big Red. But I've heard it. Oh, I wish.
Nah.
And K-Dog has heard, and I'm sure K-Dog has heard it too. I wish I could just have all four guys rolled up in one.
Dude, I wish I could have all that in one.
I've heard it before. So, yeah, when you say stuff like that, like, yeah, you listen, you got some dudes that out there that they just want to keep the fire burning because they don't want to miss out on the opportunity. If they know they got your attention, they're going to try and keep it. Now, if they find something better, then, you know, they just might say, hey, I ain't going to worry about it. I can get me something else. Or I could be someplace else.
Hmm.
Okay. Okay.
But
this
no matter how you no matter how you slice it, it's ego.
Ego. Okay.
Yeah, it's all ego. Right. I would say that, too.
Okay. So, you know, like I said, that would be. I think that's another good topic. That might be a good topic.
I don't know, cause I can't be giving too much information. Cause y'all might use it
boy, you can't give the guy's secrets away.
No. Besides,
but you
want to
hear the women's secrets, though, right?
No. Actually, no. You know what? No, I don't. And the reason why I don't want to hear the women say, because, you know, I respect code. I'm from an era where I respect code, and I respect the, you know what I'm saying, the organization of things. So my whole thing is, you got your woman code, fine. When there's a street code, that was cool. There's certain things you just don't go against. You just got to find out, or you're on your own, or you have to be accepted into the fold. So, like I said, I've been privy to certain things through conversation, communication, and I appreciate it. But certain things I just will not divulge, because you know what? It's just like when Steve Harvey came out with his book, Think Like a Man, Act Like a Woman. Listen, that was the worst thing you could do. Yeah. You know what? Because not everybody processes information the same. So what you say for one woman or a couple of women may take it as it's an empowerment, you're going to have those other two women that are going to sit back and be like, oh, so he said act like a man but think like a woman, so I'm going to go out there and be a dog, and but I'm going to still do me. No, that's not what he was saying, but if that's the way you wanted to take it, go ahead. And there's nothing, against Steve Harvey, but I think he opened up a Pandora's box and didn't really do the explanation behind it. Remember, when it comes down to reading, everybody takes things into their own interpretation. So what I think people took what he said into their own interpretation and they twisted it. Thus, why you have a lot of women out there on some, right now you got a lot of women on some dude shit like this. They really on some dude shit.
Hell yeah, for the last couple of years, you're damn right.
And listen, I'm not knocking their hustle, but if you want some dude shit, then what is that? What are the dudes are supposed to be on? See, they can't. You can't. They can't be. I mean, not to say that women can't wear the pants, but women can wear the pants. But if everybody's wearing pants, what happened to the skirt? Yeah, whatever happened to the skirt? And the whole thing is, we're supposed to complement each other. You know what I'm saying? Like it's the yin and the yang. A good relationship with man and woman is supposed to complement each other. Now, some people may argue and want to listen. I'm not going into the other topics. I'm not going into anything else. All I know is, listen, to each his own. You love who you love, that's that. But, like I said, men and women, the opposite is supposed to complement each other. And that's, you know, that's just that.
Easier said than done for some people, but easier said than done for them.
And you're right, but you know what the thing is? All right, I'm gonna put it out there. Sorry, K Dog. Sorry, dude. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna.
No, man. No. Go ahead. Preach on, brother. Preach on.
I'm gonna be real. Big Red and Tisha T, you have to promise. Do not ask me to elaborate. Do not, because it's not going to happen. K-Dog, don't you dare elaborate.
Nah, I'm just
for me,
stay
do
silent.
Not do that. Don't do it.
Oh, boy, come on.
Now, real talk, I'm just going to have to say it. If you women ever took a real hard look at yourself, now, what a lot of y'all say that men are visual. A lot of y'all say men can be very vain when it comes down to looks and something like that. All right, fine. Some of y'all took a real hard look at yourself and I'm just going to say it and really think that looking at all y'all like like men, listen, a lot of us be lusting. Y'all, listen, it's like a state, it's like a lion in the jungle. Listen.
I was just about to say it's not a secret, and we already know what the...
Go ahead.
I'm thinking you're talking about something bigger than this, but okay.
No, but that's the thing. See, y'all went complex. It's not complex. It's simple. All of y'all is lambs walking in the jungle full of lions. The meat look good. Straight up and down. If you really think that dude, come on, man, it's hard out here. It's hard.
Still a different
and,
code.
You know
still
saying?
A different
if you
code.
Got, if you got a,
huh? I said still a different code for us. A better code.
Yeah, I know it is. But the whole thing is this: all the lamb meat looked so good. Now some of them may not act. Every lamb doesn't act the same. But the whole thing is the lamb meat. The meat be looking good, man. We carnivore.
Mm.
And listen, you looking like a great steak.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
You know what's funny?
Dudes be
yeah,
listen. Lion want to bite. Lion want to bite, baby. I'm sorry.
Mm.
Now, you do have men out there who appreciate a woman with a good head on their shoulders. Because, see, that's the plus. See, sex is nice, but the other stuff is a plus. Like, oh, she cook? Oh, she got good count to the men who like women who communicate well. Like, see, that's the other package, and that's where they're like, yeah, I got to keep her. Like, the meat is good, but all the rest, yeah, she getting kept. See, I got to keep her. I got to lock this down.
And the sad thing is, Brother B, oh, by the way, good evening, everybody. Well, I'm about to bark, and I'm about to bark like a pit bull because I'm about to bring some realness. The sad thing is, there's a lot of dudes out there, a lot of guys out there who don't think that way because the first thing they see, like you said, when the lion is going after the prey is the meat. Like, yeah, I got to see how that meat tastes.
They just
want to
eat.
They just want to eat. And you know what? They're not looking at anything else. They just want to eat. Like, okay, guy sees the baddest looking chick. Oh, man, she's the baddest looking woman up in here. But all you see is that she's a bad looking woman. But when you talk to her,
you sound like Ola Grip.
What comes out of her mouth? You'll be sitting there like, mana, like, wait a minute. And sometimes some guys are so stupid, they don't see that the woman has nothing to offer, but yet they're like, damn, she look good. Yeah, really, but guess what? What comes out of her mouth? What are her thoughts?
Listen, depending on the individual. So listen, what's that saying that it says, test results vary? Or, certain things are subject to change. Listen, it depends on the individual and what they're willing to tolerate and what they really want. Because, listen, I've seen some sexy chicks with nasty attitudes, and they do just like, yeah, I know it, but she looked good, damn it. But then I've seen some dudes with some, not so savory-looking woman, but in their mind, yo, she's my queen. She good. She take care of me. And I'm like, right on, brother. Listen, whatever floats your boat, keep it floating. That's all I'm
but
saying. Whatever floats your boat, it is what it is.
And some guys, they kicking that game so much, they don't see nothing else. Like, yeah, I'm about to get in, man. I'm about to get it. Like, dude, you're so stupid. You're thinking not thinking with your brain. You're thinking with something
exactly.
else.
Brother B, we have to do this topic because it's more, but we have to do this.
Alright, well, listen, you give me the title, you set it up, and we'll let me know when you want to do it, and we'll do it. We'll make sure it's a nice topic.
We have to elaborate into this more. Yeah, I was about to say you got to give some more codes.
Nah, I ain't giving no damn code.
Exactly.
No, because listen.
Lady T, please be on board with this.
I will
for
y'all.
Oh, you know she is.
Of course.
She got a pen. She got her phone ready. She got the calendar open on her phone right now.
Damn.
Wait, what date y'all going to do this? What date? Because I'm going to make sure that I got my schedule clear. I'm going to have a drink on the side. And she's going to be ready. I'm like, yeah, get it. Like I said, I'm with it. And you know what? If everybody got the time, then I'll max it out at 2 hours. We don't have to do a full two. But I'll just let it rock. Because this is always going to be a constant. Thing to talk about. It's always going to be because sometimes it's evolving and sometimes it's unevolving. It's one of them things where you think but you don't have to think about it. It's just primitive, and it is what it is.
Exactly.
But do know, cats be lusting. Women be lusting too. But y'all just look a little different.
It's
not like
y'all
that.
The sad thing is that the guys that are lusting, yeah, y'all lusting so much, it makes y'all stupid.
Well, yeah, it does. But all right, now I'm gonna throw Lady T real quick. I'm gonna throw Lady T and Red under the bus. Now, Lady T, what's your favorite food? What's your favorite food?
Oh no, we not.
What's your favorite food? What's your favorite food? Your favorite
food? Macaroni, steak mac and cheese.
All right, so
yeah.
Okay.
What's
Red, what's
your
favorite food? Yeah, what's your favorite?
Empanada.
Okay, empanada. Okay, and we know you be cooking a hell of an empanada. All right, so check this out. So let's say that Lady T and Big Red, y'all going to a all-you-can-eat empanada and shrimp fest.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you just have an assortment of empanadas and an assortment of different types of shrimp. You going in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, to some, you just got to flip it. With some dudes, there's no difference. They just going in. They going in on the assortment. And you know, because I've seen some. Now, listen, I'm not a seafood eating person. I can't eat shellfish.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen and heard some people like biting shrimp and it sound like sex. They're like, oh my God. So, oh my God. I'm like, what the fuck? And they dip it in some sauce.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
And they dip it in some sauce. And then, like, eyes rolling back in the head. Like it's the best piece of shrimp or the best empanada that they ever, the softest empanada that they ever bit into. Like, oh, the chicken and the onions, everything is just mixing inside. I'm like, whoa. Like you gonna have like you gonna pop out an empanada or a piece of shrimp in 9 months. I'm saying. Sometimes it's the same way. Sometimes it's just the same way. It's just a
set this up.
It's a buffet. That's the best way. It's a buffet. Dudes students step out of the door is just a buffet of loveliness, and it's like, damn, I'm hungry.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'm thirsty, but I
now some dudes.
No, that is
some
that's
dudes,
meant to, you know what? And you have some dudes out there, the thirsty dudes. You know what? They're the. You know what? It makes. Let me just say this, Brother B, and I say this as a man. Listen. If you are thirsty, you're pitiful.
No,
you're not pitiful. It's thirsty.
It's not always thirsty. Listen, do you just put one piece of food on your plate? If you go into a buffet, do you just put one piece of food on your plate?
You're going to put a whole lot
of Thanksgiving dinner. No, if you're eating that Thanksgiving dinner, do you
gonna
just
put a
piece of turkey on there?
There's going to be a lot of
everything.
And that's what some do.
And you know what's funny
now,
about that?
Are you saying they sampling, Brother B? They sampling. They don't know what they want. They sampling.
They samplers. But then you can come across some women that are the whole plate.
We're having the whole plate. Okay, you're having the whole plate. But come on, for us, it's not sampling. We know we can make this when we go home. We don't need that. Come on.
You know
what?
Let me just say this now. I've heard a lot of guys talk about this, like, yo, man, listen, man, I love her to death, man, but, yo, I got to have my side pieces. You know what I'm saying?
Dog, giving away code. Okay.
And you know what's sad about it?
Shut his mic off.
I'm being real, dude. This is what they do. They go, oh, man, I love her to death, man. Okay, you love your woman to death. You love her, but yet you got to have something on the side, bro. I mean, wow, there's a whole lot of yourself that you're spreading around.
I'm not commenting. I'm not touching that at all. I'm not touching that at all. Somebody gonna cut my brake lines. There's gonna be some dudes on the corner. I'm not saying nothing.
Like, yo, man,
I'm not
doing,
going
man?
Against that wall.
Like, bro, I'm just saying, you know, I'm just saying.
All right, K-Dog.
But
Brother B's safety. Brother B's safety. Come on.
Not just my safety, but his safety, too. Like, you just chill. Certain things you just can't be putting out there, man. Like, you just got to – you can't give away everything. Because if you give away everything, especially when it comes down to a woman, you give away that last little big piece of information – oh, forget about it. It's a wrap. I know I'll never hear the end of it. Never. Look, K-Dog, you just got yourself in trouble. Go ahead. Let him have it, Hot Rod. Let him have it. Shut up.
Damn,
thank you. See?
Shut up.
I told you.
Mute right
now.
Damn. Shut up.
Oh, my God.
See? Hey, dog, you just got yourself muted for the next two Absolute Truth shows. You just get yourself muted for the next two Mondays.
I don't know. What is wrong with you, K-Dog? Are you drinking already?
I was just saying.
Wait, K-Dog, and I'm still K-Dog under the bus.
In K-Dog's defense, he was drinking, okay? K-Dog,
listen,
he was drinking. And, wink, wink.
And but you know what? And K-Dog is Haitian. Yo, I ran with Haitian men before. We might find you in a flag somewhere, you know, laid out. We don't want that happen.
Okay.
Well,
all right. I call back later to
flag. Oh my gosh, yo.
Kato,
we'll put a flag on.
You better watch Kato. Watch what you're saying. I'm listening right now. Okay. I'll be back later.
We're going to the topic. I'll be going to the topic. Going to the topic.
Okay.
Because right now,
we'll see you guys later.
We gotta go into the topic. All right,
later. Yeah, we gotta go
to the
topic.
Rodney's going
to
get the Haitian Mafia out on you, boys.
Yo, that's what I'm
boys,
saying. And you're not going to get them after me, Jack. They be listening. You're going to have me paranoid when I go out to work tonight, Mike. Nope. You can't cross that line. You'd be better off running around telling everybody that there's UFOs and Star Trek is real before you don't give up that. No, brother, no. Don't do it to me. Don't do it to yourself.
Oh, man.
Don't do it to our children. I know you ain't got the children yet, but don't even do it to children when you have them. Don't do it. You'll be cursed. So, on to our topic. Family court and the child support system. What is the purpose? See, Red was trying to just flip the whole topic. Red, if this is the topic that you wanted to do, you should have said it.
Right?
You should have said it.
You know what? That my bad. You absolutely right. I should have. You're right.
You should have said it because now, listen, now you got other people that was listening like, I don't want to talk about family court no more. I want you to keep going on what you're talking about.
It goes hand in hand.
Because
the relationships are destroyed, and sometimes, boom, we're in family court now. So we could talk about it. So,
check this out. My whole thing is, there should never be family court is a joke. How do you put family and court in the same sentence? What court needs to be had for a family? Family, you should be if you're family, you should be able to figure it out on your own. Now you let the system come in and make decisions for you. And when the system comes in, the system is not making decisions for you. It's making decisions to benefit itself. How can we capitalize off of your pain? How can we capitalize off of your misery and your anger? Because I can tell you right now, I spent 8 years, 8 years in bullshit family court. And guess what? Over thousands of dollars late and years later, you think my baby mama angry now? No, she ain't angry. She called me laughing, joking, and all this. I'm like, word? I remember a couple of years ago, you was in court just saying all types of stuff that wasn't the truth, but that was then. See, that's the thing. People change. Attitudes change. Emotions, certain emotions do not stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go to family court, everybody angry at each other. Everybody mad. People all in their feelings. Now, don't get it twisted. If you have a responsibility, if you help bring a child into this world, then you need to take care of that child because that child did not ask to be here. So you need to man up or woman up, take care of your responsibility. And if you don't, there should be some type of consequences and repercussions, simple and plain. But when you run to family court, you're allowing the system to start something that you're really not going to finish. Because like I said, my baby mama ain't angry no more. We passed that. And the whole thing is, I wasn't even the aggressor or the person who broke up the household. Like, I'll put my, some of my stuff out there because it's experience. We went to, I had to go to court. I had to actually go through a trial for custody because in New York, I was told by my lawyer and also told by the judge at the time, in New York, unless both parents agree on joint custody, if they don't, then one has to be awarded, you know, full custody. There's different kinds. There's full custody. There's legal custody. There, you know, it's just a bunch of crap. But the whole thing is somebody has to be awarded some type of custody if we can't agree on joint custody. So I went through a trial just for custody, just to make sure that I stayed in my daughter's life because you wasn't going to get rid of me. Wasn't going to get rid of me at all. So I went through all that, broke everything, all that. Lost a lot of stuff, apartment, car, lost it, just to make sure that I was here for my daughter. But do you think the system care? No, the system doesn't care because the system is going to still continue to enforce whatever feelings, emotions, or attitudes that was going on at that time. But see, now, how many years later, the feelings and the sentiment is not the same. Everybody's all kind of kumbaya, but yet that child support thing and that whole little court order where, oh, you can see your daughter X, Y amount of times a week. My daughter, 15, she see me when she wants. See, before I was a 7-day-a-week, 24-hour dad. Her emotions was trying to turn me into a 0-day dad. And the court system was with it. If this is what you want, this is what you can have. But if he's going to pay child support, then you have to allow him to see his kid. So we're going to work that out for you. And this is why I do not agree with family court, because it's bogus. Like I said, they're agitator. And I still don't see a purpose for it. Family court. You got criminal court. You got court for, like, business and stuff like that. But family court? Really? I remember back in the days, family court was going over to your grandmama's house, and your grandmama said, listen, y'all acting like assholes. All right? Stop it. And you're like, yes, grandma. That was that. When the elders spoke, the elders spoke. Now we're giving that power to somebody else who don't even live in our house. And they're capitalizing off of it. Because once you break down the structure of the family, it's a wrap. Once you allow somebody to come into your relationship and control it, to break it down, they control the situation. They control the narrative. Anybody else?
Yes. So I'm going to say it on this level because I'm listening to everything that you said. I'm going to just tap into certain things that you said. So you said criminal court, this court, that court. Once there's a prosecutor, you're going to have courts, right? You're going to have certain types of litigations and so forth. So before it even goes to court, why can't you two speak on it at home and try to figure something out? Because you said emotions was there and people grow later on and so forth. Understandable. Now you know. Did you know about the courts and how it goes before that?
All right,
would you say so, Brother
B,
for anybody that if they that's in that situation, if they knew that before that? Because to me, if a person's in their household and they were taking care of their kid before the breakup, don't talk about, oh, you're not going to be paying this and that for your child due to the fact that y'all breaking up. That has nothing to do with the child.
Well, see, there are people. Now, big red can attest because, you know, she know the history. The thing is, it's usually one individual. Sometimes it's just not both. It's just one individual. So it has been documented when I went through the trial, because the judge did ask who dissolved the household. And she said she did. Now, I really know why she did. I know why. Part of her reason was correct on her end. But there were other factors of why, but she wasn't going to say that on record of why she dissolved the household. But and we were never married. We just had a child together. The thing is, it's always usually it's 9 times out of 10 it's one person that makes that decision. She made a decision based off of I don't want to be in a relationship no more. I want to be with somebody else. This, that, and the third. You know, she was going through her thing at that time, and I was like, okay, if you think the grass is greener, cool. I was still there for my kid. But not every man is going to be like me. Some dudes are just going to get all in their feelings. Well, listen, if that's the case, if you kicking me out or you kick me to the curb, then you do it on your own. Now, me, I don't condone that because that's your kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You don't. That's not cool because no matter what, it's not the kid's fault. It's not the kid's problem because you two can't get your shit together. Or someone has to. Someone is on some bullshit. It's not the kid's fault. So the child shouldn't be involved. But at the same time, you have a court system that says they're doing it for the child. So check this out. Like I said, I'm gonna put this. I hope I answered your question.
You did, brother. Lee. I got your point on that. Mm-hmm.
Now, when there was a point where I had to go from Queens County Court to King's Court, which was in Brooklyn, King's County. So the magistrate did it, because there's a difference between the magistrate and the judge, but the magistrate has somewhat of the same power as a judge. So the magistrate there was looking over my financial records. I was told, I said, yo, you're taking a lot of money. At one point, I was paying $1,700 a month in child support. When I first went into court, my kid's mother some years ago, she said a couple of things in court that were not true, and I have to prove it, but the magistrate at that time wasn't trying to hear it because as soon as she saw my black ass walked in, she rolled her eyes. I told my lawyer, I don't even know why we're here because there's a bias because you can't sit there and tell me that everybody's doing their job by the book because they're not, and I've been through the system. Everybody's not doing their job by the book. See, no one factors in the bias. Like I said, there's that emotion. There's that relationship that we have. Oh, now you just in the, oh, yeah, I'm going to get you, nigga. I'm going to get you, and so on. So all that's going. They kind of keep that going. So when I got hit with $10,000 in back child support, I said, whoa, wait a minute. $10,000, you talking to me like I was never here. I was there from conception. I was there from when she popped out the oven. I ain't never go nowhere. So how do you just say that I owe $10,000? Meanwhile, I was picking up my daughter 5 to 6 days a week. She just said something different, and they automatically went for it. So who gets screwed? Me. But then when you go to the court and say, hey, listen, I got to maintain my lifestyle so that way when I see my daughter comes over, oh, it's not about you. Go out and get another job. Go out and do that. I was like, what? So then on the flip side, and I'm not defending those dudes. I'm not. Let's get it right. I'm not defending those dudes that do it. But now I saw why some dudes just walk away. I never understood it. But now I started to realize why some dudes walk away, why some dudes just say, I'm going to quit my job. Because yeah, I was one of those dudes getting a check for $100 or getting a check for $300 every 2 weeks. Meanwhile, I had to pay rent. I had to do this. And guess what? When it was my day to pick up my kid, I still had to feed her. But the court system don't care. And her mother at the time didn't care because she was all about, I'm going to get what I want. I'm going to get what I need. Now, flip it. There are women out there. I know some women out there that told me their stories. They're only getting like I only get $25 a week. And I'm like, how the hell? That's what I'm saying. The system is flawed. It's screwed up. Not everybody
gets
justice.
But my question was, Brother B, before the system, before even going to the system, what can be done? What can be done in the household? That's the question.
A rational head has to prevail.
I've seen rational heads try to prevail, and it doesn't work. You always have one person that's still bitter. Always have that one party
is
always going to be bitter, and it's not always the woman.
Okay, and listen, I'm not saying that's the case, because there's some dudes out here that do some foul stuff. So like I said, of course, then someone else has to step in. Then there has to be – then you have to bring in the system. But once again, because two people are not thinking rationally, because one is bitter and one is not, okay, since you don't want to listen, then we're going to have to get somebody else involved. And at that point, anything that happens is on you. If dude didn't want to listen and man up from the beginning, listen, whatever happens, it's on you. Because, see, me, I the only reason why, I wasn't trying to skate around what you were saying, but I couldn't even relate to what you were saying because I wasn't bitter. Listen,
right.
my whole attitude was whenever my daughter got older and got to a point where she was going to ask questions, she was never, ever, ever going to ask me, well, why weren't you there? Oh, you were never, I tell her to this day, you were never going to be able to fix your mouth to ask what happened. Why did you abandon me? Or why did you do, no, it wasn't going to happen. So I wrote it out, no matter what. Once again, there's some dudes out there that are not willing to do it, and some don't even get the opportunity. But once again, cool heads prevail, but not everybody's going to be cool. So the system sees an opportunity to say, well, hey, we'll fix it for you. But once the system gets involved, it can go either way. It can turn out good. It can turn out bad. But no one, but they try to do a mediator thing. They try. But some people just don't want to mediate. Some people just want to be all in their feelings. Stop being all in your feelings. Because, yo, if you want to really break it down, listen, there's a business to running a household. There's a business to a family. There's a business to taking care of the child. Take care of your goddamn business. Just like you want to worry about paying your car note and your car insurance and paying your rent, make sure you're taking care of your kid, too. Business is business. Handle that. But not, once again, everybody, we're not on the same page.
Right, and I'm glad you said that not everybody is on the same page with that, because it's true. I know guys that are up in the strip clubs, they're giving the stripper the money, but they're not giving that child that money, the same money that the mother asked for before y'all even went to court. So that's my point. Sometimes guys don't even want to hear it when you're talking to them on the inside before it goes to court.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. To me, those are not responsible individuals. Listen, I hate to put it out like once again. What did I say earlier? Things change. People change. But you got to know what you're dealing with before you start dealing with it. You got to know who you're dealing with before you start dealing with them. You have to. Because a lot of times, 9 times out of 10, we all know what we're dealing with, but sometimes we just want to, you know, we want to get what we want at the moment, or we hope that a person can change.
What if they were always responsible for their kid even before this happened? And then here you go, you find out. Okay, let's say they were cheating. You find out they're more mad than you, and they're the one that's cheating. So it's like, oh, I don't have to take care of my kid anymore. Then talk to me about those kind of dudes, because it's, you know, it's different scenarios things end up in family court, you know?
To be honest with you, those type of dudes ain't a part of this type of discussion, because they're irrelevant. Because the reason why I say that is because when you do stuff like that to your child, and listen, no matter how angry I was, I always had to give my kids money. Even though she lied, she's made all types of comments. That's the mother of my child. And anything that happens to her affects my child. You know what I'm saying? So I still have to respect that no matter what. But once you create that disconnect, once you create that hard feeling, you know, I mean, listen, whatever happens after that, homie, that's on you. You want to be popping bottles and doing this and that and not taking care of your kids? Homie, whatever happens, that's on you. You want to be taking care of the next chick kid instead of taking care of your own? That's on you.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, no woman should be condoning a man taking care of their kid and not their own kid.
Mm-hmm.
No woman should be condoning that. How are you going to take care of my kid but not take care of your own kid? And then sit
and
there and say, oh,
out there like that too, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, and like I said, it, what when you have those type of indiscretions, that's on you. I'm talking about the people who, in a lot of situations, is just not warranted. Because mm-hmm. I've seen more situations not warranted than situations warranted, but that's just me. In my experience, I don't know about too many other people. Matter of fact, I have somebody on the line right now who's probably going to start flipping out, but she can go ahead. What's up, Miss Sherry? How you doing? How you doing?
Hey, what's
I was like, breathe. Take a breath. How are you guys doing tonight? All right. So I know we're talking about family court, but we all have to keep it real. It's there for a reason. And like you said, it should never get to family court. We all, well, I know I have my experiences with family court. I consider myself reasonable and able to negotiate, and we tried, and it didn't work out. And so we winded up in family court, and it still didn't work out after family court because you can't force somebody to do what they don't want to do. You know, they can get written up. You can go. You can have them arrested. Their taxes can be seized, but if they're not going to do it, they're not going to do it. My point mm-hmm. is this. A lot of men have problems with they drop a dollar figure, but we all know in family court, if you've been through it, they take out a percentage. So if you're doing what you're supposed to and it's documented, you're paying 17% for one kid. Why are you crying? It's less than one-fifth of your salary. That's the bottom line. Now, if you're in the arrears because you haven't paid or you've paid and you don't have documents for that, that's almost like you're buying something you have no way to prove that you paid for it, so you have to pay it again. And it may not be fair, but at the end of the day, if that money's going for your kid, that's all that's important. If your child is not in the street, if your child's not hooked on drugs, if you can see that your money has contributed to your child being successful, you should be proud to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I look at it. It might hurt your pockets, and you might have to get two jobs, but a lot of single parents, the one that is the custodial parent, they're busting their behind 24/7. You go to bed, you go hang out, we get a phone call, we got to stop what we're doing, we got to go check on the child, they got to go to the doctor, we're paying for that too.
But now,
I know you're looking at it from a financial side.
No, me? Listen, let me tell you something.
I'm saying most men look at it from a financial side. They complain about the money. Well, they're not complaining saying, you're not letting me see my kid, you're not letting me take him to the park. That's not their argument. Their argument is, I don't have no money because you're taking it all.
Well, now to talk about that, there are some cases and situations where, family court is extra. Like, there's no reason why he should be living in poverty. So this is for your child. Listen, I'm sorry. There's some women out there living quite good off child support. Matter of fact, there's some women out there that make a hustle out of this child support thing. And let's not forget them. I'm throwing everybody under the goddamn bus.
I agree,
to the women that's beating the system. I'm throwing everybody under the goddamn bus because I don't like none of it.
I agree, but I think that a lot of times the problem is men are counting. They are now. I won't say man. I'll say the custodial parent is counting the other parent's money, so they feel like, why do you have to have a new car and I pay you money? Well, if she was working and you were doing your part, she'd be able to afford the car herself. Why should her money have to go to supporting your child so that you can go on vacation? You know what I mean? Like
Let me finish.
I said the custodial parent.
Yeah, clean
parent
that up.
A lot,
I'm going to get you the broom.
A lot of times the custodial parent is concerned about what the other parent's doing with their money. They work too. They're entitled to take their money and spend it the way that they need to or want to. Their money is not solely just to raise your child. So say me and you have a baby together, and you're supposed to pay $10 a month, whatever. I'm supposed to pay $15. You look over and you say, I have more money than you, so why should you have to pay me $10? The point is, you should just be focused on doing for your child and not worried what's in my pocket.
Well, see,
and I think that's a big problem.
Well, that may be a problem for some. But coming from coming where I'm coming from, you know, Anthony Hamilton, coming from where I'm coming from, yo, I love that song. But coming where I'm coming from, it's like, yo, listen, all right, real talk, and I can only come from a New York standard. So when we first went to court, do the numbers, and this was back in what? Oh, gosh. When we were back in like 2011, 2012, but I was in court system before that. They combined her income and his income. Now, if it hit a cap, then they had to, you know, they had to split it a certain way. But of course, it really depended on who was making, you know, more of, you know, of the money. Now, okay, if you're making a certain amount of money, then you know, no problem. But there's also the issues of medical. Like, oh, wait, who's going to pay for the child's medical? Either you're both going to do it or it's going to be on him or whatever the case may be. See, there's too much fine lining on it. There's too much thought of going into the fact of, like, what's best for the child. Because if you two, because they try to say if you two were together, then the child would be getting this. You're trying to tell me if us two were together, my child would be getting $1,080 a month from me.
The lifestyle that she would be exposed to. If you both together were able to afford a house and you were able to afford to put her in dance, you were able to. Yeah, she would be getting that in value.
Mm-hmm.
She would be getting that in value.
See, and the thing is, you can't even try to make sense of that. And you would make sure that
she was taken care of. But now that you're not with that person, you're looking at the figure saying, well, why does she need that? No, she doesn't really need to be in dance. She can just walk down the street. That's how the mentality is.
But, all right, look at it. But now we got to look at it like this. And this is the logic. And I have to say, this is the logical way of looking at it. So you got a divided household. You have two people. You see, before, if it was me and you together, we're both paying the rent. Or you're paying the rent, and I'm paying this, or I'm paying the rent, and you're paying this. So there's an equal division of resources that are come, you know, in the household. There's no equal division when it comes down to you living on your own and I'm living on my own. So I remember Child Enforcement Agency told me this. The lady said, it's messed up, but this is what it is. She can take that child to Wendy's every day. She's considered fed. She could take that child to Conway and get the cheapest clothes as long as she got clothes. She could be at her mama's house. As long as she got a roof over her head, it's good. She said in a lot of situations, people, they can get the maximum and do the minimum. I'm not knocking anybody else, but once again, you're paying rent, and he's now paying rent because he's on his own. Remember, the household is no longer together.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't factor in, just like they asked me to do a sheet of how much money I make, how much I pay for rent, how much, you know, none of that matters. None of that matters. I had to break out receipts. We don't care about your receipts, Mr. Wilkins. We don't care about none of that. We just want to see what your gross income is. And see, that's the thing. They take from your gross.
But they take a percentage. In New York State, it's only 17% if you have one child. Now, if you can't take care of the one child, you want us to be sympathetic because you want to go out and have 5 and 6 kids, and now they got to take 40%. You know what I mean?
Well, wait a minute.
If you can't afford your 17%, you might want to do something so that you don't have to come out your pocket anymore.
Listen,
they're taking less than one-fifth of your check. whatever that is. If it's 2,000,
and they probably was taking more than 17% when you guys were together. If you want to look at it like that, you probably was spending more than 17%.
A lot
one
more.
It's 17% plus. You're not. That's what I'm saying. This is not what you're mentioning.
Plus
and this
what?
Is not. This whoa, 17% plus the medical plus daycare plus is not. See, don't listen. Hold on. Let me back
that's
this up.
That's not true.
What? Excuse me. Listen, I can fax email you or I can send a horse and carriage. You want to see my court order?
You want to
see my court order? No.
The 17% goes.
The basic.
17%. A lot of time, the custodial parent is responsible for their medical, for their dental, if they're working.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not working, then it's also looked at for the other parent, the non-custodial. It's not like they're saying to you, unless you don't have any medical coverage that covers your kids, they're not trying to take more money out of your check for medical separate from your 17%. That's all included. So I understand the fact that it may be hard. You may not be able to drive the car you want, live in the neighborhood you want, but turn around, look at your kids, see how well they're doing, and be happy.
All right, first of all, I'm sorry, but
I'm not
the
talking
wheels
about
of the bus to go round and round on your back. No, it's not. No, you're not talking about me personally, and I get that. But what's not going to happen is you're not going to spread false information. Because I'm going to tell you how my court order went. And it's all the same. It's 17%. And if the two, listen, my kid's mother had a good job at that time. She had the medical. I was still responsible for the medical. Oh,
what's
my
wrong
daughter
with
was
that?
Under, sir, no, wait a minute. Hold, did I say something was wrong? You just said 17%. I said it's 17% plus. See, a lot of people don't know that. It's not just 17%. It's 17% plus. Listen, let's not get it twisted. Brother B, I gives no fucks when it comes down to money when it take care of my daughter. I don't care. My daughter need, listen, holler at your pops. I got you. If I got it, you got it. But not everybody feels the same, and that's on them. But like I said, it's 17% plus. So I had to also kick out for medical. I also had to kick out for daycare. So don't say it's just 17% because it's not. It's
17%
plus.
So let me ask you.
Whoa.
Wait.
Okay,
let me just one quick question. 17%, let's say they capped it at that. Who's supposed to pay for her daycare and her medical? Who were you looking to pay for that?
First of all, once again,
it's a question. Who?
I'm
providing that. It's not you.
Who? But what's you act like? But you acting like I'm questioning something. I'm not questioning anything.
I'm saying most how you're saying how it's additional and you're
no,
not happy
what
with
did
having
you
to
say?
Pay it.
You said 17% encompasses all of that. No, it doesn't.
But
that's what you
but
said
someone,
earlier.
Someone has to pay it. It's going to be you or her. To take care of your kid.
Okay.
So, if not her, if not you, then her. Then her, right? Can we agree on that?
But once again, what's your point? Because what I do and what somebody else do is totally different.
My point is this. At the end of the day, 17% medical, what? Whatever else you think that you're paying, I think the custodial parent, not you, I won't say you, when you're dealing with a situation like that, the custodial parent is paying a lot more than just a dollar figure. When that phone rings, when there's an emergency run to the hospital, they're not calling you. They're calling that other person.
Well, whose
and
fault
that
is
person
that?
Is
whose fault is that?
The two that decided to have the child.
Exactly.
The two people.
Because guess
not
what?
Not just the one.
Once again, in New York State, if two can't decide on joint custody, so you know why a lot of parents don't decide, you know why the whole issue with joint custody is an issue? Because there's a possibility that someone is not going to get child support if they do joint custody, because then it's split 50-50. So
I don't
it changes.
Know if that's true.
I don't agree with that. I spent damn near $10,000 on a lawyer and spent about almost a year in court and on a trial to make sure I stayed in my daughter's life. So you may not know, because I don't know what you went through, but I know what I went through.
Well,
I know what I went through. And I still got all the paperwork to prove it.
Custody and child support are two different issues.
And you know what? You're breaking up.
Okay.
You're absolutely right. It is two different.
Yeah.
It is two different issues. But that's why they like to tackle. But see, this is how you flip it. Some people, whether my kid's mother went to child support first before she went, we went to court for custody. Why? Because if she would have went to custody first and then child support wouldn't have rendered their decision until the custody dispute.
I don't know. I had the same situation. Not your situation, but I went for child support before custody, but let me explain why. Because when I went for child support, we were having problems. We couldn't get it straight where someone understood that they needed to pay towards their child's upbringing. Then once it was awarded, they decided to get salty. And what did they want to do? They threw accusations. I wasn't letting them see their kid, whatever have you. All right, let's sit down with your attorney that you spent a lot of money on and discuss it. Everything he asked for, I said, sure, no problem. Why would I want my child not to spend time with his father? You know what he did? He said, you know what? Let me think about it some more, and walked away.
All right.
It wasn't about the custody. It was about him being upset about the child support and wanting to control what was going on in my life because I no longer wanted to be with him.
Exactly.
Through the child.
You see, that's your experience.
Yes.
My experience
that's
was...
That's a lot of women experience, though, Brother B. That's a lot of women experience. The brothers get salty because you don't... It's over. You can handle the child and take care of the child on your own with or without them. You're not depending on the child support. But that child support is there for the child.
Yes.
It's not making us richer. We could do this on our own. And that's what some guys don't understand.
And,
listen,
you know, mind if I add something to it? You know, I'm not a father, but I observe what's going on here. Listen, it takes two people to have a child, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if things don't work out between you and the other person, your main focus should be on raising that child. Like, you know what? Hey, we're not together no more, but hey, I'm just going to raise my child. Let me raise the kid. That's it. Then that way, there shouldn't be trouble. But it's easier said than done in a lot of situations.
But let's not also get it twisted because, then once again, there are women out there, just like there are brothers that are walking away, there are women or men that's walking away, there are women out there that are using the system to get back at those individuals.
At the guy.
Because something went wrong. Now, also, don't get it twisted. There are women out there that are paying child support, too.
Yeah.
There are women that are not the custodial parents. And some of them are getting, so, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't really matter.
That's what I was saying,
see,
boy.
My thing is, I'm not, when I said family court and the child support system, what's the purpose? Notice, my whole attitude and my whole wanting to do this topic, nowhere in the statement did I say man or woman. My whole thing is just bullshit, period. Because across the board, there could be a custodial male parent or a custodial female parent. It doesn't matter.
Like I said, it's two people.
The fact is, we are just refusing to pull up our britches and stop letting the system dictate certain things to us. We should not be involving. Listen, once again, I remember back in the days when it came down to family, certain things were just kept in the household. There were certain things that my grandmama didn't know because my mama was keeping certain things in her household.
Mm-hmm.
Her sister didn't know it. Her brothers didn't know it. This is my house. I keep things in my house. Nowadays, people don't know how to keep shit in their house anymore. They let me shit spill
on
in the street. Exactly.
And on the internet and everything else. Mm-hmm.
And see, my problem is family court makes it worse.
Does it make it worse or... do you bring it to family court because you can't handle it in the house, as you just said?
Now,
you can't keep it in the house.
Now, and I like I said, I don't disagree on that. But I think there should be more of a mediation and something else before you just automatically let the court system make the decision for you.
Because well,
listen, once again, there's women out there that, like I said, I know, like you. You guys, listen, somebody would be like, well, how did you get this and she get that or she not get that? Because it's for the life of me, I can't understand how you didn't get, like, how he wasn't paying child support. Meanwhile, mm-hmm. he was taking that junk out of my check from the junk, the execution order, right? So my baby mama told me, I want mine off the top. But she said, the night before we went to court, she said, I want mine off the top, right in court.
Well,
just so how do you want it? Do you want him to pay you or you want it out of his check? I want it out of his check. Okay.
Let me answer you. In my situation, apparently, as soon as the order went through, he became disabled.
Oh, no, listen. I can't help that. I just listen. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh, you dropping codes. Okay.
He became disabled. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Man.
No, man.
Okay,
so y'all
making me
God.
Laugh, but
okay.
Yeah,
he became disabled.
He was unable to work due to
wait a minute. Did you raise? Wait a minute. You mean to tell me this fool became disabled because
Yeah. Oh, listen, dudes do that. Oh, I can't work no more. My finger, something like that. Oh, I lost my job.
Yeah,
they'll put their job before they pay that money and get a job off the books.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
But I was going to say, the thing about it was I was in and out of family court for years. And I'm going to say maybe about 6 years. And then I just looked around and I was like, I'm wasting my time. Honestly, my son doesn't have the lifestyle that he could have, but he has everything he needs. And, you know, you just build from there. You realize you don't need – I didn't need his check. It would have been nice if I had it because there would have been a lot more things my son could have done. So it's different from when you need it to make your ends meet as opposed to, you know, your child doesn't have to struggle or you can go out and buy those Nikes without even thinking about it. And he should have done his part. But to sit there and stress myself year after year, it wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth it to me.
Listen, I believe I Googled it. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it was Lyndon B. Johnson was the one who started certain programs, and he started the child enforcement unit. The reason why the child support enforcement unit, the reason why he started it, because he himself was basically the father left the home, left him and his mother to struggle. So I guess when he got into a position, he said, hey, that's not going to happen to any other child. And see, I get it. But everybody's situation is different, and everybody's situation is unique. Like I said, see,
soon as
the order went in, he became disabled. Soon as my order went in, you know what I'm saying? I just felt this warm sensation in the bottom of my stomach, like my groinal area. Like what? Like it's hard to tell somebody, oh, $10,000 in back child support. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute, I just dropped my daughter off to school this morning. See, because they made me feel like a deadbeat. That's where my problem was. That's where my anger was. Mm-hmm. Because they tried to call me a deadbeat, and I know I wasn't. The last time I went to court, the judge had the nerve, the magistrate had the nerve to tell me, because I said, well, listen, like, I'm still paying a lot of money, X, Y, and Z, da, 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 da. And he said, well, I pick up my daughter. There's a court order. Well, I pick up my daughter, like, every week. So he said, well, I don't see that. I said, well, you need to look at it. So then, oh, watch your mouth. I'm like, no, I'm telling you the truth. You need to look at it. But, see, they don't want to acknowledge certain things. Then he had the nerve to tell me, well, I don't see how you pick up your daughter and you live in Long Island. Okay. What the hell did that have to do with where I'm living to come pick up my daughter? But you see, once again, that just shows the bias. It's not about the business. It's not about the child. Because if it was about the child, then it would be about the child. You would be doing what's in the best interest of the child is these two parents getting their shit together to be there for that child. For a system to sit there and say, hey, assholes, get it together, because that kid doesn't need to be involved in your BS. But the system doesn't
do
that.
But it is there because two people still, it goes back to what I said at the top of this, that two people could not have handled it in the house.
Yeah.
One person is always going to be bitter, and it could be the person that messed it up, and they want to be more bitter than anything. And it's really, really sad.
It is sad.
It is. You know what? It's making, this is the problem that lies here. It's like, first up, it goes for both men and women. You messed it up? Listen, let's negotiate. Listen, we have a child together. We have child or children. I just want to raise my children. I want to raise my child. It should come from both people. But then after, Lady T said, the person who messed up is like, oh, I'm going to get back at you. You're not getting back at her.
Mm-hmm.
You're hurting your child.
Yeah, but it's the same thing goes for when a woman does it. You're not hurting him. You're hurting your child. See, listen, I have to say it. In my situation, she was trying to hurt me.
Right.
But I'll take whatever blows for my baby girl. Simple and plain. Once again, not every dude and not every woman thinks the same way I think. And they don't think about their child. They just think about their own personal and selfish needs. And that's
so
you.
No, you do have some women that go before the court and they're thinking about their child. It could have been based on father abandoned the family. He was there. You get my point? It's different scenarios.
Yeah.
But
so it's everything
this.
Isn't the same why women come before. I hate when guys say that women come because they're bitter and this, that, the next. Most of the time we're handling it with you and without you. So it didn't even matter.
This topic wasn't about the man or the woman. It was just the system in general, because we can all be assholes and not think about our children. And some of us cannot be assholes and think about our children, but still make some of the wrong decisions.
So
you still do it.
I'm sorry. You suggested reaching out to family and your family members coming through and sitting you down and talk to you. I don't know about anybody else's scenario. I think that
I didn't
when
say
you
that.
Have
I just said. I just said years ago when it was kept in house, you went to the mom, grandma, and the hierarchy was like, yo, this is what it is. And this is what you're not going to do. Family court became big in the 70s. A lot of things became big in the 70s, and especially dismantling the family household. Because, see, that's where it really starts.
They dismantled the family household through all forms of court systems, criminal and that.
Of course.
It doesn't even matter.
Of course.
Once the prosecutor is here, that's what they're there for.
Yeah, but once again, this is not just a male and female thing. See, I never had the issue with child support. My issue is you're not going to label me something that I'm not. You're not going to sit there and tell my daughter that I'm not doing this. You know what hurt me so bad? And real quick, before you go on, Red, or whoever's going, Miss Cherry, I remember my daughter was like 6 years old, and we was going through this whole court thing. You know what she asked me? She said, Daddy, why does everybody hate you? And I said, what?
Mom.
Because the things that her mother was saying, the things that her lawyer, she had to have her own guardian that laid them, and there's certain questions. So she, in her own mind, is forming certain things like, why does everybody hate you? Like, why is everybody against you? And I said, sweetheart, it may seem that way, but just know that I'm here for you. You're the reason why I'm free and I'm breathing. So don't worry about what anybody else said. It's me and you, kid. And that's just that. But you see what I'm saying? It's the things that we do and things that we don't do.
That's a conversation being held in front of a child, and it should never happen.
Excuse me, my daughter asked me my 5-year-old or 6-year-old asked me a grown question. So what do you expect me to say?
I'm not talking about the answer to her. I'm talking about overhearing conversations that were happening, maybe between your baby's mom and the attorneys and stuff like that. That's just grown conversation happening in front of a child.
But once again, the system, and some of us do not think about the children because this is what they have to see. This is what they face. They listen, a guardian ad litem. A child has to have their own. My daughter had her own lawyer at 4 years old. She shouldn't have had that. But this is what the system does. This is what it's about. This is what. That's why I asked her, do you really want to involve her in your crusade to do what you feel is the right thing? She says, if she I have my, if one day, well, she what? What? I was giving her $75 a week, and I had my daughter 5 days a week.
She
I didn't
was
care about the money.
She was
money,
assigned someone.
What?
She was
what?
Assigned someone because they deemed that both of you were not capable of making decisions in her best interest. I mean, to
exactly.
be really direct, that's what it boiled down
exactly.
to. She had to have a separate attorney because between the both of you, you couldn't come up with a decision that would be in her best interest without it
and,
becoming bitter.
And who? And once again, who are you? Because in the grand scheme of things, when it's all said and done, after 8 years, after thousands of dollars spent, I'm still here. Me and my daughter's thick as thieves, and me and my baby mama's cool. So what did it really accomplish? Once again, all that hate and mad and all that stuff that was going on in the beginning, oh, you got to go. You got all that is not necessary. Because like I said, years later, when the atmosphere changes, what happens? That's why I said it's not about this whole topic. It's not about men or women. It's just about the fact that, yo, the system. It could be something better done than just a family court.
I always look at life as sometimes you got to go through something to learn something. So maybe you had to go through this so that you could be where you are right now. Maybe without going through this, you wouldn't be here. You would still be in court fighting and arguing and bickering back and forth. So
listen, it didn't teach me any lesson because nothing changed. I was always going to be there for my kid. And it doesn't always teach other men or other women lessons either. It's either you're going to be there for your kid. Listen, that's the relationship. Either you're going to be there for your kid or you're not. Because if you're going to be some little bitter asshole who's going to abandon your kid because you and the woman couldn't work it out, then, dude, you might as well just go jump off the roof because you're not fit. Because once again, and I said it. Yeah, I said it. Because my whole thing is this. Your kid has nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I sound angry, I am. Because you don't abandon your kid. You don't abandon your
exactly.
own.
Exactly. Exactly.
Personally,
and if you don't
you
think that's your own, if you don't think it's
like,
your own, that's your business. But you don't abandon your own.
Then go to Maury and do it. Then damn it,
clowns.
They're the ones who are so stupid that you're messing things up. I'm like I said, you ain't doing nothing to her. You're hurting your kid, and that's the worst.
Yes. Yeah.
But once again, I can always throw this in the mix. Yeah, listen, how do you think I felt when I had to tell my daughter that I'm getting evicted? Because I can't, and I didn't tell her this. She just asked me a question. Why do we have to move? Oh, I'm just moving because I have to move.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, but see, that's not right because what I had to lose my place where she lives too when she's with me. Because someone made a decision to be extra,
right.
You know, like I said, you see what I'm saying? There's no balance. There's no real balance.
I think, and that's the sad thing about it. She's doing, you know, she does that stuff out of being bitter.
Right, thinking with the emotions and thinking logically. So,
I think you just have to present it in a way that they can understand it and not be put in the middle of adult conversation. So if you had explained to her that you had to be evicted, maybe just coming out and saying, you know what, we got to find some place that's a little bit better for us right now, and we got to do quickly, as opposed
well, I didn't
to
explain, get, I didn't,
and
I
don't
didn't
know
explain
how
to her what
was.
Happened.
Oh, okay.
I didn't explain to her what happened. I just said, like, yo, Dad got to make some moves and twist the conversation. How about Teletubbies? But, yo, we got less than 60 seconds left. Hot Rod, what's going on tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night we talk about the hypocrite of the NFL. How you could hit a woman and still get a job, but if you take a knee, You don't get a job.
Exactly.
I don't get that.
Damn.
Modern day slavery.
Yeah. And yo, I just want to say, if I seemed extra, yeah, because it's a personal thing to me. This whole family court job. Like I said, I'll never.
Do you want a box of tissues?
But to those
you
out there,
a box of tissues.
Yeah, but anybody out there that want to abandon their kids, listen, that's all right. Universal law, what goes around comes around, and everybody,
exactly.
Every dog has a day.
Mm-hmm.
So, yo, on that
right.
note, Lady T, Big Red, Hot Rod, K Dog,
yo,
thank you.
Yo.
Another episode of Menu in the Camp. We'll catch you next week. Tomorrow
night,
one after
person.
The food, y'all.
Oh, he's
hey,
mad.
Oh, Sherry.
I'm so sorry. Listen, wait a minute. Now, next show, I'm going to have to start off
giving Miss Cherry a salute because she always gives me obstacles in any way. When, as soon as I come on and talk about a topic that she likes, she always gives me a hard way to go. So I'm going to have to salute
her. Mm-hmm.
Like I said, Red, that topic is on you. Get it done.
Red is ready.
All right. Yeah, Red, you ready,
ready,
Red. I'm there.
I got you.
All right, y'all. Good night.
Good night.
All right, y'all.
Good night,
y'all.
Good night, everyone.
Later.
Good night.
Peace out.
Bye.
Peace out.